This is a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Welcome back into the program. We've spent a lot of today talking through the moves that the Cardinals announced today. From a coaching standpoint, John Jay rejoins the organization as a coach. Brant Brown has been hired as the new hitting coach. Willie McGee is going to serve as a special assistant for the organization. And Rob Serfolio, from a front office standpoint, has been hired as the new assistant general manager for player development and performance. Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, did meet with the media earlier today. Wanted to go through a lot of what he had to say, so let's jump right into it. Mo had a lot to say, and we're going to play a lot of audio for you here in this segment, so strap in, I guess. First and foremost, Mo made it very clear that they're very happy with the coaching staff decisions that they were able to make.
Always exciting day when we get to a point where we can announce our major league staff, so I thank all of you for your patience in that. Some of the decisions we made by adding a new hitting coach was something that we felt after the season we had was something we had to do. Candidate pool there was pretty large breadth. Talked to a lot of different people, but ended up settling on Brant Brown, and really like the way he thinks about hitting, his philosophy, how he approaches it, and certainly think he'll be a valuable asset to our organization moving forward. And then also adding John Jay. It was a hire that came highly recommended. Obviously, we've known him as a player. Relationships go back a long time, and we think he'll fit in great with our staff. And then, you know, taking somebody like Willie McGee and having him work as a special advisor, I think the pace of that will fit him well, and certainly love the fact that we can still have that connection to the organization.
So for John Jay, it's a return to the organization. He spent the last couple years working for Skip Schumacher in Miami, serving as the first base coach, working with outfielders, working with base running. And Mozeliak was asked about responsibilities and what Jay is going to do with his role on this coaching staff.
He'll be responsible for, obviously, outfield defense, but there'll be other aspects that he gets exposure to as well. One of the things that he found attractive to this job was not being stuck in a single lane. So he'll have exposure to a lot of different elements of the game.
Brant Brown is the name that Cardinals fans don't really know all that well. Brown this past year was with the Seattle Mariners, where he was their bench coach and offensive coordinator. However, pretty early on in the season, in his first year with the team, he got let go. Prior to that, had been the lead hitting coach for the Miami Marlins in 2023. So another guy who worked for Skip Schumacher. He also had previously worked as the Dodgers assistant hitting coach from 2020 to 2022. Has some time in the Texas Rangers organizations as well. Mozeliak was asked about the first impressions he got from Brown.
I definitely think he brings a lot of energy. There's no doubt about it. That showed up in his interviews. But I feel like the way he thinks about hitting and how he approaches it is going to be a change from where we've been. And I think, keeping with the change model, I think that's healthy for us. And so I do feel like how he goes about it from a strategic standpoint, I think will help our younger hitting coaches. And so I think he'll be a good mentor for them. But I also think he'll be a new voice for our hitters, and I think that's important.
So moving on from Turner Ward to Brant Brown, one of the questions was, what's Brown going to do differently?
When I say change, I think about, where we once were with Jeff Albert and then the shift we made with Turner Ward. I think this is someone that's a little bit more in between. So hopefully that balance of messaging will be something that we benefit from.
So many of these moves this offseason seem to be connected to player development. So when you hear about new individuals coming to the organization, you do kind of wonder how much they're connected to player development, even if they're going to be on the major league coaching staff. Mo did say that Brown is mainly going to work with the big league roster.
He'll be primarily focused on the major league hitters. I do feel like where we are at the minor league side, I think Russ Steinhorn and his team have done an amazing job, and feel pretty confident of where we are from a hitting side. That's not to say over the course of the next couple of years, you might see some changes there, but ultimately our confidence is pretty high with what we're seeing at the minor league level.
However, that big league roster it is going to be filled with young players, and Brown's ability to work with younger players is key.
That was very important. Someone that can relate to younger players and speak their language. Number two, we also wanted somebody that had a larger breadth, if you will, in what they teach or how they teach. In other words, some players want as much information as possible, and they're trying to digest that, and it works for them. Other players want a very simplistic, simple strategy to take to the plate and in their game. And so I wanted, really, we're looking for a hitting coach that could do both and also do something in the middle if necessary. So the way he goes about his curriculum building can be very complicated, or it can be very simplistic, depending on what his hitter's looking for.
Mentioned earlier, and there's already been some social media pushback on his hiring because he was let go from the Mariners. Again, he had a weird role. He'd moved on from being the hitting coach with the Marlins, where he did a really good job, and he got the bench coach position, but then he was also had this offensive coordinator title, which isn't really a title you see in baseball very often, and he was doing like in-game analytics, and he was doing like emotional, mental stuff with Seattle. It was a lot. And Mozeliak is hopeful that the more defined role is going to be good for him. And they're really looking at what he did, especially in Miami and with the Dodgers, as opposed to his very short amount of time in Seattle.
Yeah, clearly a short runway for him there, right? But yeah. Not being on the inside, it'd be hard for me to have an opinion on exactly what happened. But I do think when you look at the success he had with the Marlins, the success he had with the Dodgers, perhaps getting back to a more defined and simplified role as a hitting coach might work best. But I do know when he had that different title and responsibilities, maybe that took away from a little bit of what he was best at.
So with all these moves, Willie McGee is no longer going to be a full-time member of the coaching staff. Again, he is going to serve in a role where he is going to be a special assistant to President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. And Mo was asked why the move for McGee.
Really, it's just to allow him more control of his own time. You know, Willie is a special person. Obviously, his connection to the Cardinals is something that's legendary and something we all respect. And I think that the travel, the demands of the day-to-day job, it's tough. And this will give him a lot more flexibility moving forward.
So what will that role look like for Willie moving forward?
He's going to have a lot of flexibility in what he does or doesn't do. But ultimately, I would imagine he's going to ping a few of our minor league cities from time to time and work with some of our prospects.
Mo also said that they are likely to hire an embedded analyst. So instead of having somebody who does all the analytics works from an office upstairs, and then, you know, there's a process to communicating with them, that there would be somebody basically with the major league team that's almost the conduit for that analytical information, which is something the Cardinals don't really have right now. He went on a little bit on what that's going to look like, that they hope to hire an embedded analyst.
It's really more of somebody that has, you know, more of a direct line to baseball dev than the dotted line approach. And therefore, but ultimately, this person would be a resource for the uniform staff.
All right, let's jump over to the front office side of things now. As Rob Serfolio, again, he is hired to serve as the assistant general manager for player development and performance. He comes over from Cleveland. He'd been in their organization since 2015, started as an intern and got to the director of player development. And Mo clearly is excited to be able to add Serfolio to the Cardinals organization.
You think back to our press conference 3 weeks ago, we talked about, you know, changes are happening, things will happen, and adding Rob Serfolio is one of those first moves, bringing in somebody that has experience from Cleveland, which I think is exciting to be able to tap into, but I also think he's really well-rounded. That too is a rather large candidate pool as well. But just thinking of his leadership, his communication skills, and his ability to, I think, bring people together is something that we found very, very attractive. And I would also note that he will be the one that runs the process to hire the new farm director, as well as the director of performance. one of the goals here is to definitely make sure that those two departments are not just running parallel, but are really collaborating together moving forward.
Mo explained what they liked about Serfolio.
What was attractive about Rob to us, it's really like his ability to connect with the different levels of responsibility that he's going to have. It takes a unique skill set to understand the different elements of what it's like to build a playing curriculum, but also a performance curriculum. And he understands both of these disciplines. And his ability to communicate and lead, I think, is very important.
And even beyond the excitement about Serfolio as a guy, you look at the organization that he comes from and how impressive Cleveland has been. And there's some things that the Guardians have done that the Cardinals obviously would like to emulate.
Obviously, Rob's an impressive guy, but it's an impressive organization. I mean, what they're able to do with the dollars that they spend from a payroll standpoint and to really maximize development. Drafting and development is something that we've always admired. So when you're looking at to try to bring in new leadership, you're certainly trying to identify people from successful organizations.
And the final thing from Mo Zalak, he was asked about the payroll situation when they held their press conference a few weeks ago. Not much information was given about how much the Cardinals would reduce payroll, that payroll would go down, but they didn't really say by how much. He was asked if there was any update on that situation.
I think I have an understanding, but we are still working through some things because there's still some uncertainty on what some of our revenue flows may look like. So, hopefully as we get into the off season officially after the World Series, we'll have a little more clarity on that. But, ultimately the direction we're going is it's going to be creating a lot of opportunity for some of our younger players.
And to me, we've talked a lot about this on this show. Like, I didn't really, was the payroll reduction going to be more of just a case of Paul Goldschmidt going away, Lance Lynn going away, Kyle Gibson going away, or is there going to be more shedding of payroll with players like Nolan Arenado or Wilson Contreras or Sonny Gray getting moved? I listened to what Mo said right there, and again, he didn't overtly state anything, but I am more of the belief now that the shedding of payroll might be more extreme than that first option of just some of those players going away, that there might be some contracts that they're going to be looking to move as well. All right, we will take a break, and when we return, we will switch gears. We'll talk some football. In fact, we're going to hear from Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. That's up in just a moment. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.